Maniragua Angel is a mother of four children. She has set up her temporary shelter in the concession of one of the Protestant churches in Munigi, north of Goma. Maniragua, who is from Kibumba, lives here in difficult conditions. Having given up hope after the World Food Program decided to suspend its activities in Kanyaruchinya camp, it only took a few hours of this Congolese woman to regain her zest for life. She says she's grateful to the World Food Program because if it hadn't gotten her back on her feet, she and her children would have died. She has four children, and the aid she receives from the WFP enables her to feed them. This resumption of activities comes after a plea by leaders of the displaced and civil society. Tieriga Sisiro, a member of civil society, recalls that the situation of the displaced is going from bad to worse. He calls for a new mobilization of humanitarian actors to support those Congolese who have fled their respective villages in the Kibumba territory and parts of the Rutshuru territory. He says it's important to take into account the newly displaced people from areas that have recently entered the war, who spend the night under the stars because it's time spent under difficult conditions. He adds that even the old displaced people who are there have huts that are in tatters during this rainy season. The World Food Program claims to have helped more than 117,000 displaced people since it began operating in the region. This figure represents 90% of it those who require relief. Despite the volatile security situation in the camps where it operates, the organization is determined to meet the needs of those in need, says Claude Linda, head of communications in North Kivu. He says the WFP is not going to abandon the vulnerable population. If the situation improves, the WFP will still continue its operations. But he says it depends on the resources that expect from their partners. On October 25th, 2023, the World Food Program announced the suspension of distributions in Nyiragongo territory following clashes between non-state armed groups in the vicinity of the Kanyaruchinya camp. The violence claimed the lives of three people, including two war displaced persons, and left a dozen wounded. For VOA Africa, I'm Zani Mnetizaidi in Goma, DRC.